This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Welcome to the campaign after the campaign. This is not another D&D podcast.
Welcome back to Bahumia, everybody.
Bahumia!
I'm your Dungeon Master, Brian Murphy, joined by Jake Hurwitz.
Stuck with a duck. Called her kill day.
Aw, nobody's stuck with Foster. Foster's stuck with you.
He has a name.
I would watch that show.
Great responsibility.
Then, of course, Emily Axford.
Making them jelly with a trusty umbrella. Calliope Patrickle.
Pitter patter, pitter patter, pitter patter. Is that the water hitting the top of the umbrella?
Gotcha. Yeah.
I feel you. And then, of course, Caldwell Tanner.
Oh, your dinky little friend upon whom you can defend. Now, please add me on LinkedIn. It's Saul Buffon.
There were a ton of, you guys probably haven't listened to the episode yet, but nope. There was a ton of LinkedIn references.
Right. Really?
So many. Truly so many.
Just the right amount,
just
I would say.
Just the right amount, mm-hmm. Which is like 7. Wow.
Okay, that's good to know, because it's really been a bit since we recorded.
It's been a bit since we recorded.
That's one every 10 minutes.
Yeah, there's a lot.
The LinkedIn would have slipped through the cracks.
Mm-hmm. There were so many LinkedIn references that at one point you're asking Ma Goblin to change something about Saul's LinkedIn, and Ma Goblin's like, it was just a joke. It's not, it is not actually LinkedIn.
Yeah, sounds about right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The players did level up last time.
Hey,
and yeah. I have instituted a rule that is very kind of video game-esque. They get a long rest whenever they level up. The kind of in-universe explanation for that is that their monostones surge with power as they realize new abilities. Ooh. And the out-of-character reason is so we can treat this kind of like a TV show and have a ticking clock and not have to go to sleep as friends are in danger.
I didn't think you needed an counts. In-game reason, but that's awesome.
There is an in-game reason. Yeah, you guys power up like Super Saiyan.
Yeah, as you we do.
I'm never going to sleep again.
Yes. let's go ahead and do a little recap.
Yes. Mm.
So last week, you guys defeated the Juicy Rats in a tough fight that almost saw Saul bite the dust. You won by the skin of your teeth and managed to secure the stolen cargo for Mob Goblin. You each received a treat, as well as a 1,000 gold reward from Dark for your troubles. After earning the trust of Mob Goblin, you were granted an audience with Ma Goblin and were led to a subterranean vehicle that housed her moving lab. She informed you that she was actually a revolutionary dedicated to taking down Mothership. Ma Goblin then filled you in on what she knew. She confirmed that the supposed dragon elf attack on the S-class squad was indeed a hoax perpetuated by Mothership. Patina had attempted to use them to slaughter whistleblower scientists, but some had resisted, and they engaged in an all-out battle with their teammates. In the end, only Beatrix Netherin survived and is now hell-bent on getting revenge against Mothership. Ma Goblin told you that she provided Beatrix with the jammer she needed to access Mothership Labs, including the one that you guys were in at one point. Beyond that, Beatrix has refused to work as a team and has gone off on her own, with plans of eventually attacking the Mothership HQ by herself.
Wow.
However, Ma Goblin has since designed a wand that could infect Alexandrite with a virus but can't get it to Beatrix. She has tasked you with getting it to her or getting it to Alexandrite's core yourself. Currently, you have no way of tracking Beatrix until she uses her jammer again and Ma Goblin can, you know, get a ping in her system. And this likely won't happen until she invades the Mothership HQ. In the meantime, though, you have learned that you are officially being pursued by A-class knights. Worst of all, they have received a tip from a witness who saw your crew leaving the religious district on a moped.
No.
Leading them to Krugen and Albin.
Oh.
You received a message from Albin saying that they had arrived and you are racing beneath the earth to get to them. And that's where we are now.
I can't believe that moped betrayed us. We look so cool.
We gotta get new shocks on that thing.
You guys are just thinking about the path you created directly to the church.
There were a lot of sparks.
Yeah.
So you guys are racing through the underground as Ma Goblin pilots this subterranean vehicle. She's got like her eyes glowing as she moves these floating arcane orbs that seem to be allowing her to command it. And she goes,
I will get you as close as possible to the Church of Moradin. There is a sewer grate nearby.
Perfect.
All right.
You race through the underground of the outer city and eventually pass through the bubble. Eventually, Ma Goblin informs you that you have entered the city's sewer system, and she pulls up in the religious district.
Okay, you can get out here. There should be a ladder and the sewer cover. You just pop out there. You'll be in the religious district. You can contact me via the Rolodex if you need a quick exit. She gestures to the toilet paper. Otherwise, I'll contact you if I get a ping on Beatrix's jammer.
Saul puts the Rolodex in a Ziploc bag so that it doesn't get dirty in the sewer.
Awesome.
That's what it's for. Getting covered in shit.
Sweet. So you guys take your Rolodex with you and you guys exit Ma Goblin's vehicle. You guys exit the sewer and find yourselves in the religious district. It is night, so there are not a lot of people around. And you rush down the street to the Church of Moradin, where you do see that the doors are open. This is very unlike Forgefather Krugen.
Okay, right now, Calliope's just like, okay, Forgefather Krugen's like the fucking most badass criminal I've ever known. I bet we're going to walk in and he's going to have everyone in a fucking headlock. Think positively. Think positive thoughts.
Right.
Yeah, and let's go in nice and slow in case they're like.
Okay, let's hug the shadows and hope they hug us back.
Go in through the front, or should we try and... Do you have a secret entrance to your belfry that we could use?
Can I say that I have like... that I like have rigged up something that I can essentially like rappel up to the belfry.
That you can rappel up to the belfry? What is that? Does it seem like something you would have done?
It just seems like something that would be a really
sick
visual.
You know what? Go ahead and give me a luck check. I'll say 15 or higher. You've rigged something up on the belfry.
That's a six.
A six. Oh. Okay. I'll say you suggested this to Father Krugen, and he was like, oh, maybe not a great idea for me trying to keep a low profile, having a lady just shooting up my bell tower every night. Yeah,
I really tried. I campaigned for it.
You told us about that fake Rapunzel braid you wanted to hang off the side.
It would have been a bubble pony, right? So it's like on brand.
Really easy to climb.
Okay. All right. Let's just like hug the shadows and hope for the best.
All right.
Okay. That's all we can do.
You guys hug the corners, hide in the shadows, and you enter the church, and it does not appear that anyone is in the main chapel, but everyone go ahead and give me perception checks.
Shout out to the two crew.
13.
Okay.
Callie's looking at a 19.
Okay. Nice. Callie and Calder, you guys can hear voices coming from upstairs in the belfry, but no one down here.
Do they sound like they're in distress?
They sound like they're having a good time.
Oh.
Okay, so maybe I will just like slowly stealth up in case they're like beating up Krugen or something.
Okay. Everybody go ahead and give me stealth checks. I'll say the duck walks next to Calder to give him the help action so he can roll flat.
That's going to be a 27 for Cal.
Oh! You became missed. That's an 18 for Saul.
Okay. It's a 14 for Calder.
You guys pass the passive perception of these people. You guys sneak up to the stairwell in the back that leads up to the belfry, this like second floor apartment that Callie is in, and you guys hear a bunch of laughter, and you hear a familiar voice, Gifford. She is reading a bunch of mantras and laughing. She's going, my emotions are my power. They are not inconvenient or embarrassing. I am the raw, unbridled power of seasonal change and flux. One day I will flower and everyone in the Feywild will eat their words. I am, and get this, she
crossed out beautiful, and then she erased it. I can see the eraser marks. She wrote pretty, and then she erased that. She crossed that out, and she tried to erase it, but she couldn't get it all the way out. And then she wrote cute enough. Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa. Oh, this is the best one. This is the best one. You hear everyone laughing. She is, Gifford is reading out of Callie's journal as you guys sneak up the steps. And Callie, you hear the last thing she says before everyone breaks down laughing again. She goes, this is the best part. This is the best part. She's talking about her ex-boyfriend again. I wonder if I had loved Glenn less, if he would have loved me.
Just say the word, Callie.
How fucking funny is that?
Just say the word.
You hear everybody cracking up there.
I have such a lump in my throat. I can't handle this situation.
Saul punches down the door with his astral fist.
Saul, you punch through the door. You see that there are three C-class knights in here. You see it's Gifford's squad. They wear capes with Ezri blue, but their armor is a bit mismatched. You see Gifford, this stocky dwarf woman in unpolished plate, is reading from Callie's journal. Looks up, looks shocked to see you, and goes,
Saul, demoted. What?
Delighted to see you would have been better.
And I rush forward.
Everybody go ahead and roll initiative.
Oh my God, Callie.
Can I roll a disadvantage because I am not ready for this? Yeah.
Fuck me. It's a 5.
It's actually a 10 for Callie.
That's a 19 for Saul.
Saul, with a 19, you are almost the first to act.
Oh no.
As you rush in, spectral fists out, going to go at Gifford. You see Gifford is going to get her sword and goes, I was just fucking around, man. I was just fucking around.
We could have been a thing.
And then you see at initiative 21, the boy wizard appears, is invisible in the room, pulls out his wand, holds it up to you, Saul, and goes, Ace Tay Enchanticus, and is going to cast haste on you. Go ahead and make your attacks. You are first.
Saul and Albi, back at it. Salby, as they called us. The shippers, I mean. And yes, they did exist.
Whenever I activate my gauntlets, I do get to do 2d6 damage. Everyone needs to make a dex save.
Sweet. I'll say they were all around each other. This C-class crew is looking worried right now. They were all just laughing, just bullies getting called out. Gifford passes, the two squad mates fail.
Okay, so that's going to be 4 force damage right up top for them. That was my bonus action. I'll just do a normal attack on Gifford.
Look, Saul, I'm supposed to like bring you in, but I could just bring in the other two.
You had your chance, Gifford. People were excited about us.
Who?
I heard chatter, okay?
You'll never get with a frog this hot.
That's going to be 26 to hit.
Yeah, that hits.
And you know what? I'll go ahead and make this a stunning strike.
Nice.
So that is going to be, unfortunately, just 6 damage.
Okay.
But she's going to need to make a con save.
That's a 19. She passes.
Ah, damn.
So she's hit, but she just looks angry and pulls out her sword. I'm ranked higher than you guys, so somebody at some point thought that we could kick your asses. So I'm not scared or intimidated at all.
We don't subscribe to your ranking system anymore.
Oh, and I don't subscribe to your diary, Callie, and yet I freaking read it. Yeah.
I know. I think Callie's like fully frozen, broken down, like hasn't even climbed the stairs. It's just like completely panic frozen.
Well, I'm gonna cancel your subscription. I'm taking my second attack.
Sick.
16?
16 is gonna miss.
Oh.
Gifford blocks it.
Oh, No, I'm going to save some stuff. Okay. I don't know what's going on here.
After Saul's turn, that is Gifford's turn. Gifford goes, I can't believe I'm freaking doing this, and closes her eyes and swings at Saul. misses with the first attack.
Open your eyes.
The tension is palpable.
I was this close to taking you to TCB Sky Days.
TCB Sky Days? That's fancier than TGI Sky Days. She does get a 22 to hit on the second attack.
Okay.
You do have +2 to AC, but I doubt you
have.
Oh,
yeah. Right. That'll put me at 21.
Sweet. That does not do it for this one, but okay. It'll help in the future. She does 4 damage and does an arcane smite for an extra 8, so 12 damage.
Ooh, okay.
Bursts into you. Those are her two attacks. Callie, that's your turn.
As much as it pains me as a player to do, I think Kat, this is not the first time something like this has happened to Callie. And I think she fully just like regresses into all she does is cast detect thoughts to know what everyone thinks of her now.
Oh my God.
Callie.
I just want to know how bad it is.
Can she read my thoughts then?
Do we? Yeah, she can read your guys' thoughts. Calder, what do you think of Callie in this moment? It doesn't have to be a deep thought. What are your surface thoughts?
My surface thoughts are nobody fucks with my bud.
And Callie, you detect the thoughts of the C classes here.
Uh-huh. Lay it on me. I'm ready.
And you probably think you're going to... You're essentially like sitting in at a lunch table where a bunch of people are talking shit about you.
Yeah.
But that's not really the case. As soon as Saul breaks down the door and all of you guys are there, they are scared of you guys.
Really?
Yes. They're horrified right now.
Okay.
They think they're going to lose. They're literally like, I hope I don't shit myself. Like, clench your butt cheeks, don't shit yourself. You guys all failed your initiations for like very stupid reasons. These are actual C classes. Like, Gifford is a fucking bully and an idiot. Like, just actually is a C class. Like, that was the highest these dudes were ever gonna get. And they were happy to have that just to hold it over you guys. Just actual fucking bullies. And they are now being confronted. It's no more words. It's the door has been fucking punched in.
Callie feels a little bit of lightning in her gut. Yeah, fucking right. You're fucking scared of me. And then I think I'm going to use my bonus action to face step as high as I can over Gifford and just fall on her.
Holy shit. I'll just do 3d6 damage to both of you because you go 30 feet up in the air and you just fucking frog splash down onto her. Jesus Christ. Yeah, you guys both take 14 damage and I'll say you guys both fall prone. You fall on top of her.
Oh, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
You're crazy. You're fucking insane.
I look at her like with like a bloody nose and a bloody lip and I like wipe it off and I'm like, fuck yeah, I am.
She brought the storm.
You have every reason to be fucking scared.
She looks fucking horrified. Her squad mates look horrified. That is the two other squad mates. While Callie is like down wrestling Gifford, they're going to take attacks on her while she's like prone. So they'll take attacks with advantage. First guy hits. Also hits on the second attack. So that's two hits. Mm. Insane.
As I see this happening, suddenly it's all just like confirming that they're scared of her. Yeah, that's right. You go after me because you're fucking scared.
Take her out fast.
How long have you been scared of me? And I thought you just fucking hated me.
First guy does 19 damage after attacking twice and doing like an arcane smite. Second dude is going to go. Misses despite having advantage on the first attack. Does hit on the second attack. With an arcane smite, does 11 damage.
How are you?
I'm standing. Thanks for asking.
You're up, but you're not standing. You guys are like rolling around on
the
ground.
I'm prone. Thanks for asking. I'm comfortably prone.
After Gifford's squad mates, that is Calder's turn.
I'm going to take my attack on the two guys that are attacking prone Callie.
Sweet.
Great.
So I'll take two attacks at one guy.
Sweet.
It's a 23 to hit.
Hits.
And a 19 hit.
Both hit.
Great.
Come on, D-list. Don't you guys have like a bathroom to clean up or something? Stop.
Oh, we're cleaning up some shit, we are.
You want to clean up some shit, clean up your pros. Because diary's dumb.
You know what people say? Pen is mightier than the sword. But when it comes to my fucking turn, you're going to find out that's wrong.
Okay.
We're going to stab you with a pen. That's 21 damage to the first guy.
Looks fucked up. These guys are definitely concerned. They are outnumbered. And in fact, that is actually Albin's turn. And by the way, Callie, you did get Albin's surface thoughts when you first cast the detect thoughts spell.
Oh.
And he wasn't embarrassed for you. He was embarrassed for himself. He felt like ashamed that he couldn't stop it earlier. Like, he's fully on your side.
Albie,
yes.
Shame is such a fucking waste of an emotion.
Okay, I don't know what else to feel, though, Callie. Thing. I don't know what else to feel. I was hiding.
Feel anger.
Okay, I'm mad.
I'm starting to think good thing,
Callie,
to feel.
I am the boy wizard.
How about you're like an adult, though?
You know, we tried calling him the man wizard, and it just didn't work out. It sounds wrong.
I didn't like hearing it.
Plus, there already was a man wizard, unfortunately.
Right, yeah. Title is claimed.
I'll say, you know what? Albin, I'm going to say, is just going to do a help action and help out Callie to get revenge.
Nice.
After Albin's turn, that is Saul's turn. Saul, you still have haste. Get him, frog pal.
Oh, I'm hopping to it. Saul was thinking about Callie when she cast the tick thoughts and was saying, it's nice to have someone to keep my skin moist.
Wow, I thought that I was being self-destructive by casting detect thoughts, but it has turned my fucking day around.
This city will dry you out, and it's nice to have someone to have your back.
I'll always keep you wet. I say so sincerely.
What the fuck are you saying? Saul, we could hang out.
We wouldn't get it. If you want to be my lover, you got to get with my friends!
Wow. That's my tattoo. I'm kidding.
Okay, yeah, I think I'm just going to have to keep wailing on Gifford.
Great. Slam, yeah, she's slam, prone because she was tackled by
oh,
Callie.
Oh, shit, yeah. So is this with advantage?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, 2 18s. So that's going to be a 24.
24 hits.
Nice. Okay. I will do a flurry of blows this time.
Oh, my God. Just absolute Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah, you see my orange gauntlets like glow bright blue, like a flame that's been turned up in intensity.
Ooh.
So the damage from the first attack is going to be 7 points, and then I'll go ahead and do the flurry of blows attack. Does a 19 hit?
19 does hit.
Ooh, second one is a 24 as well.
Yeah, that hits.
Both hit. So that's going to be...
There's like a dent in the ground with how bad you're beating up Gifford here. It's full Dragon Ball Z.
Wow. So it turns out there was a lot of tension.
It's palpable, Saul.
That is 10 damage as Saul pounds into her and says, I feel the same way. There was a spark. There was undeniably a spark.
After Saul's turn, Gifford's looking fucked up, but Gifford is still alive. She's going to go ahead and stand up and stab down into Callie with advantage.
Wish I could use my protection paladin on myself.
Jesus Christ. Even with advantage, misses on the first attack.
All right.
19 to hit on the second attack.
It does hit.
13 damage with an arcane smite.
That's exactly how many hit points I have left.
No! Oh, stabs down into you. Burst of arcane energy. After Gifford's turn, that is Callie.
Come on. Fail.
A fail.
Death save.
You guys look down and you see Callie, who ran face first into this, jumped down, has put herself in danger.
But you do see her, like, smiling. This is, like, the most powerful she's felt in a while.
She lays there unconscious. Insane.
Cool. We're going to chase this high some more.
The two squad mates are going to turn around.
She also whispers, I just took Featherfall and I should have used it when I fell. And I've been really regretting it.
The two squad mates are going to go after Saul, trying to get him off of Gifford.
Bring it.
First guy hits on one attack, 10 damage.
Okay.
Second guy misses on one attack, but crits on the other one.
Ooh.
And is going to do an arcane smite. 20 damage.
Saul's still standing.
Ooh. Okay. Yeah, now it's starting to get tight. Now it's starting to get intense. After the two squad mates, that is Calder's turn.
All right, I'm going to tuck and roll towards Callie.
I don't have that many spells. I'm more of an enchanter than anything else. So if you want to hand me the potion, I can do that if you want to attack.
Great.
Callie's just mumbling. It's just been awesome. It's awesome. I fell from the sky. They're scared of me.
Albin, this is like that time we beat up those two bullies, and I beat them up, and you gave me Gatorade.
That's right, frog pal.
Here, Albin, she likes it cold. I'm gonna make it nice and icy. Throw it to Albin, and also say, let her sleep for just a few more seconds.
He fumbles it as he tries to catch it.
Christ.
He catches it. Sorry, I'm not sporty.
I should have done a shovel pass.
And he goes over to Callie, but you can go ahead and take your turn.
Great. I'll attack the one that I was attacking before.
Sweet.
19.
Hits.
And 20 dirty.
Hits. Ooh. Just freaking surrender. Do you really want to be on her team? She writes stuff in a book.
31 damage.
You go ahead and finish this one squad mate.
Great. I am going to grab a pen from next to Callie's notebook and just make a shard of ice grow out of the top of it.
Jesus Christ. Oh, is it like black ice?
Yeah.
Shit.
You shoot a black ice from a pen through this dude's head. Just eyes go wide, freeze, and you see his body turns cold. Like, skin gets, like, whiter and bluer, and then he falls over.
And now I'm gonna action surge on the other guy.
Oh my god.
Yes.
Shout out to the two crew.
First one misses. Mm-hmm.
And a 22.
Hits.
18 damage.
Jesus. This dude had not been hit except for by Saul's gauntlets when he first jumped down. So has been kind of nervous the whole time. These guys have all been terrified. Just lets out a scared shriek. It looks a little bit good. Messed up already.
Can I hear the right. Scared shriek?
Can I use my movement to position myself in a way that I could get an opportunity attack on anyone that attacked Callie? Like this extra soldier guy?
Yeah, mm. Yeah. I'll say, yeah, you're right up next to him. I'll say if he moves, you can get an attack on him.
Great.
That is Albin's turn. Albin will go ahead and roll with a minor healing potion to bring Callie back up. Callie, that's 12 HP. You pop back up.
Albi.
Come on, Aladrin pal.
Do you not know my name?
This is how I refer to people. Is that weird?
No. I see it as part of like launchpad lingo.
Yes. Right.
Yes. You're Aladrin pal.
Actually, you know what? Pally.
Pally.
Very good.
Perfect. Yes.
There it is.
It sounds insensitive. It is actually the most endearing thing he could do.
I love it. I love everything right now. People are scared of me.
That is Saul's turn.
Okay. Saul is not in a good way, so I think I'm going to jump up into the rafters. Or actually, can I jump up like high enough so that I'm like hanging off of the bell?
Yeah, I'll say you. I mean, you're bullywug shit. You can jump like 30 feet straight up, essentially.
Great. So I want to jump like out of range of these swords, but within range of me to be able to swipe at somebody with an astral gauntlet.
Sick. What is your range on your astral gauntlet?
10 feet.
10 feet. Okay, so you're going to, here's what I'll say. Do an acrobatics check.
Cool.
If you pass it, you can jump up and do a tongue as you jump. If you fail, Gifford will get an opportunity attack.
Gotcha. Okay. 16
passes.
Woo!
Okay. So you jump up as Gifford swings, attempts an opportunity attack, but misses. You shoot your tongue down. Who are you going after?
I guess I'll go after Gifford.
Sick.
This just got personal. Well, it actually got personal a long time ago. But
yes, it's been very personal pretty much the whole freaking time.
I think she might have sucked all along.
You got to give people a chance, but I don't think there's going to be a second date.
What was it that you liked specifically about me, Saul? Was it when I was super mean to you before, or when I read your friend's diary now?
See, I thought before that was just kind of like flirting, but it just seems right. Like you're like a shitty person.
That's true, yeah. I think this is just like proof that it's like an escalation of a personality type.
I didn't like the way you read it.
Fuck, 16?
16 misses.
I'm going to use focused aim. I'm going to use a key point to raise that by 2.
To 18, that hits.
Yes!
Yay! Nice.
Yeah, you see like the tongue like flicks past her and then like wraps around and smacks her on the other side of the head.
Jesus. Go ahead and do your damage.
8 damage.
8 damage. She's looking quite fucked up.
Oh, I didn't take my second attack.
Oh, go ahead and make your second attack.
Great. That's definitely going to hit. That's 24.
Hits.
10 damage.
Saul. Finish Gifford.
Whoa.
I pick up a blank diary from Callie's desk with my tongue, and I smack her across the face with it. Say, when you're brave enough to write down your feelings, come see me.
Sweet. So you're doing non-lethal damage?
Yeah.
Okay. So you crack Gifford across the face. She collapses. Gifford is knocked out. Callie, that is your turn. There's one squad mate left.
I think, like, Callie is feeling, like, for the first time, like, ready to actually smite with her full potential. But I don't know if she hates this other person enough to do it. So she, like, summons, like, a thunderous smite. But then she's like, no. Not on this random person. And
right, you should let me go. I was just laughing at you. I wasn't...
All right, fine. I fucking thunderslide you.
Yeah, you see lightning crackles all around Callie she walks towards this one knight who's like starts backing up.
They laugh the loudest. I saw.
It's really great when you can transmute shame into anger. And then does a 25 hit?
Yes.
Oh, so my God, that was so many
dice. Thunderous smite, and then a third level smite, and then a flourish.
Oh, my God. Yeah, you see lightning bursts from Callie as she attacks this dude. Huge burst of electrical energy as she stabs into him with the pointy end of her umbrella.
45 damage.
Jesus Christ.
And I get a plus 5 to my AC.
Callie finished this last night.
I mean, I fucking take Calder's pen.
Here you go.
And I'm like, actually, my metaphor was that my sword is stronger than my pen, but I really like that move, so I finish him off with a pen.
Sweet. Yeah, you electrocute him with a pen. Drops. So this crew has been completely defeated. You see Gifford laying there, knocked out. And as soon as the battle ends, you see Albin looks at you guys worried and goes, it was not just them. There was an A-class squad before them. They showed up and they took Krugan. Where? Krugan told me to that he would talk to them and for me to stay hidden, but he never came back.
Do you have any idea where they were going?
Does he have toilet paper on him? Could we track him with that?
I don't know that he was able to take anything with him, but I do fear I know where he's being taken.
Where?
Where?
He looks so concerned, and he goes...
Murph is smiling right now. This is going to be a joke.
Inquisitor Hall at the Launchpad Academy.
No!
If they're trying to extract something from him, they'll take him to grumpy old Professor Lyser. And he looks at you, Saul.
Are you sure that that's what they do to everyone, or is that just what happened to you guys at school?
So you guys actually, I'm going to say Calder and Callie, you guys actually do recognize the name Professor Lyser. For Saul,
from the books.
For Saul, this was the menacing dean of the psionic school at the launch pad. Mm. He's a master of detection and mental manipulation. He's like a psychic wizard. Mm. Callie and Calder, you know him as the proctor who failed you and assigned you to the D class.
Oh, I fucking hate this guy.
Yeah, he's so arrogant. Prick.
He's
a huge prick.
I mean, he made some good points, but I still hate him.
Not a single good point.
Professor Lyser is not just the dean of psionics. He specializes in psychic interrogation with special cases like I would assume this one. No. Mothership soldiers often take suspects directly to his lab. Okay. Unless you think Krugan would give you up easily.
No, I think Krugan's, other than you two, like one of the first people that I think just... Like, I could maybe trust.
Well, in that case, they'll want to extract it from him. They'll bring him right to Professor Lyser.
I can't believe I've gotten him into this.
We have to go.
We have to go. Yeah, let's take his scooter.
Okay.
Are there any potions that we can pilfer from this belfry? Screw can have anything.
Guys, go ahead and give me, I guess, a investigation check. Because cool. I'll say you guys can look through, like, Krugan's stuff. You know he's captured. He probably can't come back after you break him out.
That's an 11.
Okay.
That's a 19.
17.
Detective Calder at it again.
Sweet. You guys look around, and you do find Krugan's office, and next to it is, like, a little bedroom. And you look through it, and you see that it looks... pretty bare on first look, but when you start looking like under the mattress and start looking in like hidden compartments and stuff like that, you guys do find things like emergency kits that do have like a couple potions and stuff. Like, I'll go ahead and roll real quick.
Mm-hmm.
You guys managed to find one potion of healing, which is just the 2d4 plus 2, but you find two potions of greater healing, 4d4 plus 4, that are in these like little like, you know, runaway kits that he has.
Awesome.
And you also find evidence of like a family that he has back in Irondeep.
Oh no.
Krugen.
Oh my god.
You find like pictures of him.
I always thought he had like such a paternal nature. And I didn't know he was so practiced.
Yeah, you see pictures of him. He looks a lot younger in this picture. He's got his arm around a dwarf woman with a luxurious beard. Looks like it could possibly be his wife. And you see they've got a little girl with them.
Aww.
I'm going to pocket that picture for him since he won't be able to pack anything up.
You know, you grab the picture.
It might not be the right moment, but he looks way hotter without that fake beard.
I think the beard really works for
him.
I've seen him pull so much tail.
Really?
Yeah.
I guess it is a pretty small church.
Yeah. Okay, so I think let's get out of here.
Right.
I think I want to like apologize on the way and just be like, I'm sorry, I like totally froze. That was so unprofessional.
Are you kidding?
I thought I saw you fall from the ceiling. I'm the one that freezes.
Right, you're right. I shouldn't use the word froze. That's a bad thing. But I just kind of like fumbled a bit in battle. And I'm sorry, but I like really appreciate. I don't think I could have come back if it weren't for both of you. So thank you. I appreciate that.
So I'll just picks her up with his gauntlets and hugs her.
I hug him back. Okay.
I hug you too.
And if it makes you feel any better, I just had to stand in the room while they made fun of everyone and were super mean.
Oh, so they made fun of everyone, not just me.
Oh, they really kind of went on you. Right.
Okay, I can. I mean, I kind of invited it because I did try to get under Gifford's skin by kissing Saul earlier.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
So it might have been kind of like.
But no, it was good. We kind of like finally put that to bed.
But
she's no good for me.
They were a class above us and they were fucking scared of us. That's what I learned.
Yeah.
That means that we're fucking fearsome.
Yeah, maybe my goblin was right. We have some potential.
100% completion.
What's beyond S rank?
That's just our own rank, baby.
Oh, duck rank.
That's unranked. We're unranked.
We're unranked.
Ooh, the unranked.
Before we go, Callie, don't forget your journal.
Okay. You don't think it's like just inviting more future embarrassment and shame?
No. No, I don't.
Okay.
I thought it was awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you.
The way you were able to wield shame into an incredible lightning attack was pretty dope as well.
Yeah, honestly, you should be ashamed more if that's what happens.
It kind of gave me the idea that I might need to write out some of the things in my life that are going on instead of just talking to people about toilet paper all the time. Maybe if I could get some of it out on my own, I wouldn't have to.
You can write it on the toilet paper.
Oh, right.
Yeah. That'd be a perfect place for it.
I pick up my journal for the first time with like a sense of pride rather than compulsion, and I tear out a leaf and give it to Albin.
Oh, huh. Well, this is fun.
Got to start somewhere.
Yeah.
A regular piece of paper.
You might have to thaw this pen, but it should work.
Yeah, the pen's basically frozen, exploded.
Yes.
I think
you killed someone.
I misread the room.
I couldn't help but notice that.
I thought it was fucking awesome.
Yeah.
I loved it. In fact, I copycatted it with my fucking...
Right. Well, it's also just like, I mean, I don't want to date Gifford, but like, I am physically attracted to her. She's very hot to me.
Okay,
so I just thought I couldn't really actually kill her.
With Gifford. Okay. Cool.
Strange.
I look forward to disliking your girlfriend.
Oh, no, I don't want to date her. I'm just saying physically.
Right. Wow. Well, listen, the students and teachers of the School of Psionics have a hive mind and can sense a new presence. The only way around it is by magical means. So,
what? Did you just say the students have a hive mind?
Yes, of course. The School of Psionics.
So, you know this?
The freaking Psy guys?
Yes, the Psy guys. Mean old Professor Lizer.
Okay.
Wow. Would you call them poli-Psy because there's a bunch of Psy?
Yeah, and they are all in a weird, complex relationship.
Yes. Cool. Okay. And they're trouble.
Okay.
And I can...
You're verging on spoilers for the book, I feel.
the Blood Wizard and his Frog Pal and the Psy guys.
Yeah.
Wrath of the
and
Psy
the shy Psy guys.
Right.
Now I know they're shy.
They were incels.
They pretend to be shy.
Quiet.
Very manipulative.
Everyone shut up.
They're basically pickup artists.
They're ruining book three.
Yeah, sorry.
Okay. We build a special helmet. Okay, I won't stop.
Yeah, all right. We won't get into it. But look, I need to cast non-detection spells on you.
Okay.
So I'm going to have to use most of my third level spells for the day. But I can cast non-detection on all of you.
That's going to be really important for me. Right.
Thank you.
So Albin cast this spell on you guys, and that's going to stop you guys from being discovered by magical means, but you can still be seen. So like your consciousness won't be like a ping on like a psychic's radar, but otherwise you're still, visible.
Oh, okay.
I have to be honest, I took Featherfall instead of Pass Without Trace because I thought it was funny because of the duck. Mm. So we still don't have Pass Without Trace.
Guys, go ahead and give me insight checks.
Okay.
I'm going to go ahead and use a new ability while I do this.
Ooh.
Nice. I'm going to activate my spectral visage.
Whoa.
Which I think for Saul takes the form of like his gauntlets creep up his body and he gets these big shoulder pads and this like spectral cape flaps behind him and his eyes glow red or his eyes glow. And I get advantage on insight checks.
Oh, sick.
Nice.
I rolled 2 9s.
Sometimes the third eye sees just as little as the other regular eyes.
Write it in the journal.
Albin nods and writes.
Yeah, that's
is that like a new way to say shut up?
Sadly, yes.
That's a 13.
10. I also got a 13.
Okay. I will say with a 13, you guys think that based on what Ma Goblin was showing you guys, it doesn't seem like they want this to get out to the media or anything. This was like an Alexandrite mission to go get you guys, which means the soldiers are looking for you. That does not necessarily mean that you guys showing up on campus means that every single person is going to try to like grab you.
Okay.
All right.
So as long as you look like students or look like you belong, then you should be okay.
So we can just walk on campus and look relatively normal.
Right. Right. We all look pretty young, right?
Yeah.
Or maybe
you look at Albin.
We all cake makeup on.
We could also dress as like a TA or something.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
Well, where was our...
Wait, maybe we're doing like a DARE program or something at the school. Oh,
where was the thing that we failed when we were tested? Was this on
that was
campus
that
or
was like
place?
At the barracks?
Okay, so with, we wouldn't be. Mm-hmm. We would have no business being there. Normally.
You wouldn't have business being at the launch pad normally, but just a normal like so non-matriculating student or something would probably just wear a robe. He'd probably just be all a wizard. Right.
Hey there, Nadpoles. This episode is brought to you by Squarespace. Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. Whether you're just starting out or managing a growing brand, Squarespace makes it easy to create a beautiful website, engage with your audience, and sell anything from products to content all in one place and all on your terms, folks. They've got beautiful templates and easy drag and drop tools. You can make a portfolio, you can make a blog, you can make a web series over there. You can do anything you want and you can do it all on Squarespace. So head on over to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/pawpaw to save 10% on your first order of a website or domain. That is squarespace.com/pawpaw to save 10% on your first purchase of a website or domain. squarespace.com/pawpaw. Thank you, everybody.
Howdy, Nadpoles. Caldwell here. I'm recording this ad literally hours before going to the airport on a trip to visit some family in New York. And if you're wondering, no, I have not packed my bags yet. Packing stresses me the hell out because I have to do wardrobe math about how many shirts and pants and underwear to bring. And let me tell you, folks, I always get it wrong and I always pack too much. That being said, there is one thing that always goes into my suitcase without a second thought, and that is my Raycon Everyday Earbuds. Raycon offers amazing audio quality at half the price of other premium audio brands. And Raycon's optimized gel tips are designed to fit comfortably in your ears and actually stay there. Which is good because it means I can go on a jog and not worry about them falling out and getting sucked into a sewer grate. Although I guess that's probably how the Ninja Turtles get their earbuds, so if some mutant creature living in the sewer happens to get them, I guess that wouldn't be too bad. But thanks to Raycon, it's not something I ever even need to concern myself with. So if you're also going on a trip soon and are looking to bring along the perfect pair of earbuds, go to buyraycon.com/pawpaw today to get 20% off your Raycon order, plus free shipping. That is right, you're going to get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pawpaw. One more time, that's buyraycon.com/pawpaw. All right, thanks for listening and have a great trip. Bye-bye.
So okay. We dress up as wizards.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
You see, Albin shrugs. I'm sure that wouldn't be difficult for us to just... I mean, well, first off, what should I do? Should I hide here? What?
No, I think you should join us.
Yeah, Albie, come with us.
Do you want to join us? Do you feel confident?
Back to the launch pad?
It might be time.
Does that feel exciting?
Incredibly exciting.
Then let's take you back to the launch pad.
An actual adventure at the launch pad.
Let's see if you fit
in. The boy wizard back. And his frog pal in a real adventure.
Wow. 100% unfabricated.
And this one is going to be your story. This is going to belong to you.
Albin nods.
Come get on our moped.
I'll say you guys you guys probably have robes or something like that, or are able to find it within Krugan's stuff. You guys get dressed up in robes.
I would think with my like criminal background, I would have some disguises.
Yes, easy, of course.
Whatnot. Okay, then let's fucking get going.
All right.
So you guys rush back down to the Launchpad Academy. It is mostly quiet. It's nighttime. There are all these gorgeous stone buildings, tall towers, blue banners.
Are there any gargoyles?
Gargoyles? Yeah, of course. There's gargoyles on the edges of all the castles.
They're very mean.
Oh, I love...
Go fuck yourself, Saul. I thought you graduated, you fucking loser.
Gergen, what are you doing?
I'm fucking hanging out. I'm stuck to the goddamn roof and I'm pissed off. You always wonder why I'm mad, because I can't fly.
Give Slart my best.
Slark can go fuck himself. Fuck you.
Do they all hate each other?
They all hate each other. They hate pretty much everything.
Wow. I thought this book was for kids.
The only thing they like is the Feastmas Day where people throw hot dogs at them.
Mm. I love hot dogs.
Be good to yourself, Gergen.
did it cost a lot of money to go to this school?
Can we chisel
I was on scholarship.
Him out and bring him with us?
I'll die.
Yes,
okay,
true.
Answer
the bones. The
also,
stones are his
he'll
blood.
Betray us very quickly.
Yes.
Yes, he broke loose one time in the boy wizard and the flying gargoyle.
No.
What?
Please. What? I mean.
Surely I can say the things that happened.
Okay, it's nice to be able to talk about our life. Yeah.
Do you think I've had a time to read since the last time I saw you?
Right. I'm just saying, Callie, imagine if when Gifford was reading your journal, I was like... Spoilers.
I although wish I guess someone had interjected with that.
Right? Okay, that's a great point.
Oh my God! Yes, what if you had stopped Gifford from reading the journal?
By myself, we barely beat the moments.
It was sarcasm. Is good on you. I like that.
Ice right. Cold.
All right.
I don't usually get angry. What a cool head.
So you guys make your way from the main campus to the psionic school, and immediately there's a creepier vibe. There's a fountain in the center with a creature called a mind witness propped atop it. This alien tentacled creature with a single eye just writhing and wriggling. Its watchful eye clocks you guys as you enter the little like park area near all the buildings. The fountain water that falls from under the mind witness is glowing blue and flows to various other fountains around the square, giving the whole area a glow. You guys see there are a few buildings for the School of Psionics. One looks to be a two-story like dormitory, this dark stone building. And the other is the Inquisitor Hall itself, which looks like a mini castle. A main hall attached to a long, twisting tower. And atop that tower, you see another fleshy eye looking around. In the courtyard itself, there are several floating lanterns, hovering benches, and a little information pod that looks like it could summon Alexandrite for maps or directions. And actually, despite it being nighttime, there are actually quite a few students out on like the grass area here, like near the dorms. It looks like they've just gotten back from a Quidditch game. Most of them seem like they're just fans or supporters, but quite a few of the students are wearing the uniforms. These like specially cut robes with matching scarves and a symbol of the school you represent. The Psionic School is a pale green with a symbol of an eye on it.
Everybody go ahead and give me perception checks. Okay.
I also do lay on hands on myself.
Oh, yeah. You guys can take short rests.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, great, great.
That's very good.
It's a 10.
That's going to be 16 for Saul.
Saul, you notice that the door to the Inquisitor's Hall is closed. And it's nighttime, so you think that there wouldn't be too many people going in or out of it. But all of you guys notice something strange, which is that none of the psionic students are talking out loud. They're all talking psychically. And in fact, you see a lot of them are wearing these like silver crown things that project arcane rings above their heads. And Saul, I'll say, especially because you got good on your perception check, you would know that this is for them to communicate with each other and remain on the same mind network.
They are so weird. They're always just talking to each other. Like, you try to like go up and like have a conversation and be like, hey, isn't it great that we get to go to this school and learn magic and how to be knights? And they'll just like give you like a weird side eye.
Yeah, they'll just like whisper in your head and they'll be like, did you know that what you say to people can actually change the way that they think, and then you can make them act the way that you want them to? And
it's just like, I want to play hacky sack. Yeah, what are you saying?
What if we just said hello and they just said hello and we just like went and got sodas?
Yeah. Sometimes they'll just like trick you into thinking you're walking to class, and then you'll just like wake up and you're in like a hallway and you don't know where you are. And then that's your whole day.
Oh, wrong hallway.
Yeah.
Wow.
I guess I'm late.
Yeah. These guys, they sound like they suck.
Pretty bad. Yeah.
Yeah. Is there anything to me casting detect thoughts on them to hear their sort of like mind network?
Yeah, you can hear their mind network if they're...
Ooh.
Okay, I'll use it again, and this time not self-destructively.
Sick. Nice. I use detect thoughts on, I'll say, one of the Liquidditch players talking to like a bunch of people. Looks like you see like this minor mind flayer, like blue skin with like tentacles around their mouth, is talking to a bunch of like Liquidditch fans and is going,
we'll get them next time. The Enchanter Chanters usually beat us in the regular season, but they always fold in the playoffs.
And as you hear that in your mind, Saul, you see Albin clenches his fist next to you.
Right.
Because you guys were on the Enchanter Chanters, because Albin is an enchanter.
Yeah, I was the towel boy, and he was the star.
Can you believe what they're saying about our chanters?
If I had a towel to snap in his face, I would.
You see, this person continues,
yeah, we didn't win, but as far as individual performance, I had like 3 goals, so that's a hat trick, that's no joke. And the Enchanter Chanters are a pretty solid team with a good defense, so it, you know, I think it's gonna look pretty good if I try to go pro.
It's like they're saying it telepathically, but I'm still worried about the vocal cords. Does that make sense?
And you do hear that this Liquidditch player is kind of like bragging and goes,
yeah, I'm sure my stick will be hanging on the wall of fame in the equipment room. Maybe I'll take you guys to check it out later. Only the Liquidditch players are allowed in the Inquisitor Hall after hours.
Okay, so we need to go undercover as Liquidditch players.
Really?
I think.
Okay, so you're saying we need to beat up some kids and steal their equipment.
They're 20.
I think we don't even need to beat them up. I guess we could, though.
We could also go undercover as Liquidditch fans and ask them to...
Oh, show us the office.
Yeah.
That's so good. Mm-hmm. Okay.
We want our gear signed.
Does anyone have a way to knock people out?
Knock people out?
Yeah, like a poison or something.
Stunning strike?
I actually do have charm person.
Albie, are you going to turn on the Albie charm? Are you going to bring your A game again?
I potentially could. You see, he winks, and as he leans down, his huge bald spot becomes
it's
visible.
It's not turned on yet, is it?
this is me.
Should we try and charm one of the Liquidditch players?
I kind of like maybe we just pretend to be, I like Calder's idea, we just are like super fans, we're like, oh my god, can we please see your stick? And we like say it flirtatiously and see if that will get us inside. Mm-hmm. And then maybe just that one, we could like maybe put them
Right. Maybe we want to like see the locker room or like where is it, the equipment room or the locker room?
Yeah, there's like an equipment / locker room.
Okay, yeah. Yeah.
Can I do a perception check to see if I can read this guy's name on his jersey?
Yeah.
It's a 14.
14? This dude is a mind flayer, so the name on the back is incomprehensible to human eyes. Sure. But it does, yeah, you see just like a black hole on the back of
you
gotta look away.
I'll never come out.
But you hear the perfect pitch of an adoring crowd screaming for them as you look in. So their name just represents the idea of a perfect pitch of just just cheering.
Oh, okay.
Pitcher! We're big fans!
Oh my god, amazing.
Pitcher!
Hat trick! Three!
As you guys say that, the Liquidditch fans look confused, and Pitcher looks at you guys and
sorry,
turns their
but
head.
Maybe that's a reference from the message boards. We kind of go to town.
Yeah, we're huge fans.
You hear in your head,
I see you're not psionics majors. Because you're talking out loud.
Yeah, we're just major fans.
You're major fans of the psionic school, but you don't even know how to speak psychically.
Yeah, I mean, that's why we think you guys are so cool.
Yeah, language isn't everyone's forte, and we love Liquidditch.
Yeah.
You don't have to be able to speak into people's heads to love a game where men carry nets on sticks and toss a ball about.
Liquidditch guys, it's a team sport, and team sports are about communication, and nobody communicates like you guys. You're in each other's minds.
Well-oiled machine.
It's so fluid.
I can't tell if you're actually fans or if you're fans of the Enchanter Chanters and you've come here to make fun of me.
I spit on the ground.
The Enchanter?
Fuck those guys.
If I were a fan of the Enchanter, what would be the reason for doing that? I just want your autograph. If I was an Enchanter Chanters fan, I'd be out asking for their autograph.
Guys, go ahead and give me deception checks. You can do one. Pick whoever has the best deception.
Okay. Callie, do you want to do it?
I have a plus 7.
That's better than mine.
Okay. That's a net 1.
Can I help?
No. You see on this person's face that they definitely know you're lying to them, because it's the equivalent of like a bunch of like you guys not speaking psychically. It's like catching somebody outside of Yankee Stadium and you have thick Boston accents and are talking about how much you love Derek Jeter. It's just like, no, you fucking don't. And you see this person goes over and starts talking to some of the other Liquidditch players.
Okay, I have a spell that could maybe get us in, but once it goes bad, it goes really bad.
We're pretty good at handling things when they go bad.
Okay, then I'm going to go over to him and cast Friends.
Yes.
Okay. You cast Friends.
And I'm going to be like, I'm sorry, we got off on the wrong foot. We really, really want to see your stick.
I what?
We just are big Liquidditch fans, right? And we want to see your stick. And we were wondering if you... I don't know. I mean, I don't know how much power you have here. Like, maybe you're really low in the sort of, like, order. But, like, if you have enough power to sneak us in and show us your stick.
Go ahead and give me, I will say, since you've already gotten a nat 1 with Friends, all this is going to do is allow you another flat roll.
Okay. That is going to be a 26.
Oh, 19 there we go.
You see they kind of bristle at the idea that they're not important enough to get inside. Like, you guys pretending to be fans maybe wasn't enough, but this idea of calling them out, being like, you're not really the team captain, you couldn't show us around, really gets under their skin. And they go,
huh, as the star player of the Psy Guys, I have access to the facilities at all hours.
Then I don't know.
Show us your stick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That wouldn't be, I would be interested.
We want to see it. We heard that it was unbreakable.
You just want to see my stick.
We want to see the history that exists in that locker room. We want to see all the glory and the passion that has existed over the years. We want to be a part of it.
I'm curious about the towels.
The towels.
Yeah.
I want to see the showers.
Yes.
What's the Gatorade situation in there?
There's a little fridge.
There's oh my god.
Legit.
Okay.
How little?
If you guys want to see the little fridge, I can bring you inside.
Okay. You'll just hear all these echoing whispers in your head.
Yeah.
I think I like maybe like I think since I have my journal, I don't want to say anything to them because they'll hear it. So I kind of write, this lasts for a minute, then you need to knock him out.
Wow. All right.
Saul charges up his gauntlets.
You guys and Pitcher enter the Inquisitor Hall, and you find a dark stone hallway lit by floating candles that hover overhead. Doors to various classrooms are locked up, but there does look to be an equipment room next to a gym. Pitcher leads you guys in there. You see the stone room with all of these Liquidditch sticks hanging on the wall. They look like magic brooms, except they have these like hooked ends that would allow them to like scoop a ball. And you also see these like individual little cubbies where they have their equipment and stuff and their uniforms. You see these like capes on the wall. You see banners of the psionic eye on these like green banners around.
Yep, so this is the place.
Wow.
We got absolutely destroyed today, but again, I got 3 goals, so that's...
Right. That's all that matters. Mm-hmm. What about, who's Coach Liza?
He's not the coach.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Right. Professor Lizer.
I just had bad information. I'm stupid.
We have stupid brains.
And not a psi major.
Apparently, you're stupid.
Yeah, we can't use our brains to talk. We're stupid. We're dumb.
It's pretty dumb.
Look at my stupid tongue. It flops around. It's disgusting.
Your tongue is disgusting.
I'm going to punch this guy in the face.
Next week, go ahead and make an attack with advantage.
That is a 19.
There you go. 19 hits.
So I'm just doing an unarmed strike, right?
Oh, okay.
Do we just
want to whatever
knock
you
him
want?
Out?
You can also just do non-lethal damage.
He's like a wizard. I don't think you're probably not going to knock him out with just a punch.
Got it. Okay. So I'll attack him with my sword.
Sweet. Yeah, you pull out your sword, hit him with the butt of your sword.
Oh, you could like cover your sword in ice and make it an ice club.
That's exactly what I'll do.
Wait, what? You are Enchanter Chanter fans. You're damn right we are. Chant.
Use your tongue. Use your mouth. Take the opponent down south. Chant.
27 damage.
You successfully knock out this Liquidditch player.
Great.
Okay. Let's put him in like a locked room.
Yeah.
Should we shove him in a locker?
Yes, let's do that.
Are there any like helmets that prevent people from dispatching their thoughts? Because he's going to get up and blow up.
We could just take off his helmet.
Let's take off his helmet.
That's a good idea. Yeah.
You guys take
and
off his helmet.
Calder, maybe you could wear it because you look good in a helmet.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Sweet.
All right. I'll put it on.
Put on the helmet. Go ahead and give me a wisdom saving throw.
Oh.
Wait, I'll give him guidance.
Yeah. Okay. Can I like give him the help action?
Is guidance
for
saves?
Yeah,
I think it's just for checks.
Yeah. All right. Never mind.
But can I like try to give a help action since I initiated it? Mm-hmm.
Great. I could use that. I rolled a 3 on the first one. 18.
18. Passes. At first it's overwhelming because you hear all of these voices.
But I cast silence on all the voices and I let him like pick them out one by one. Oh,
so
thank you, Kelly.
You get the sense that you're not reading everybody's thoughts, but you can like hear people who are intentionally sending out messages. So you can hear people, whereas when you were outside and everyone was chatting, you could not hear that at all. Now it sounds as if you're like inside a building and outside people are talking. Like you hear muffled talking.
Okay.
Mostly people just trying to sell shoes and, you know, stuff.
Wow. It's a void.
It's a real marketplace.
Yeah. Can I pick anything interesting out? Is anybody talking about Krugen or Liza?
Yeah, we know what Liza sounds like.
Oh, good call. Go ahead and give me a perception check, Calder.
Oh, can I give him Bardic?
Sure.
Okay.
Nice.
So that's a 10.
D6.
I'll give him guidance as well.
All right. That's 13. What's guidance? A D4?
D4. Yeah.
Okay. 16.
16.
We're just letting the duck kiss him.
And I thought Liquidditch was a team sport.
Calder, you hear people chatting, mostly chatting about the Liquidditch game, but you hear a couple people talk about how they saw a dwarf being brought into the Inquisitor Hall by some A-class knights. So Krugen is definitely here. You also learn
the probable location of Lizer's office, because everybody who's thinking about Krugen, the dude they saw get brought in, they keep saying
they must have taken him to the top. They must have taken him to Lizer, to the top.
So you guys can assume that Lizer's office slash lab is probably at the top of the tower.
The top, okay.
All right.
Nowhere to go but up.
Should we disguise ourselves as Liquidditch players in case we get caught?
Yeah, and also, I mean, let's go through this this locker room.
Right.
Sweet. Yeah, you guys go through the locker room. And there are
really good as a jock.
There's Psy Guy robes here. They've got like little scarves that are green with the eye on it. Yeah. And then black robes.
Saul's going to get a defensive broom. It's extra long.
Yes, this feels kind of wrong as an enchanter, Saul.
I was just part of the night squad, so like I didn't get anything special.
Well, you know, we're all on the team in theory.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's ascend.
All right, let's do it.
Are you guys just taking robes, or are you also taking like the sticks?
I want the sticks too. Yeah.
You guys grab the sticks, and you do know that they fly.
Oh,
they only work within the campus. You can't just like fly them around anywhere, but they fly.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
It's been it takes me back. I hop on Albie's.
I feel
come on, Frog Pal.
The thrill of floating in the air, and I just like zoom about, and I'm just like, this is the fucking best day I've had in fucking 6 months.
Just imagine 4 years of this just flying around and having adventures.
Yeah, only occasionally getting shoved in lockers.
Should we go back? Should we just re-enroll?
No, let's not think of that as the peak. We'll just think of it as a good time.
Okay.
You're writing a new story.
Yeah.
There's always, yes. We could always, like, come back and visit.
How do you make it go higher? Calder's is 2 feet off the ground.
Yes.
No moped.
Use sort of your innate magical ability. It's as if you're channeling a spell that is already in the item, like using a magical item. So just clear your mind and allow yourself to be lifted up.
Calder's stick ices over and flies.
Begins flying up. How would you guys like to proceed?
Why don't we stick to the inside of the building?
Uh-huh.
Fly up the stairs.
You can find
and we've got the we can fly away for our escape.
Right.
Okay.
So you guys fly down the hall. Candles above you glowing as you zip down this stone hallway. Saul, you are brought right back.
Oh, Frog Pal. I can't believe that instead of running away from grumpy old Professor Lizer, we're going after him.
We're doing what we always talked about.
It's a new chapter after all.
That's right. We're maybe gonna fight him.
We're gonna kill Professor Lizer.
All those detentions he gave us, and now we're gonna chop off his head.
Wow. You guys?
Because he's up to other stuff. Let's not make it revenge for detention.
You guys reach the staircase at the end of the hall and find yourself in a circular room that goes up and up and up. Weirdly enough, there is a short staircase here, but it doesn't lead to anything. It just goes up into nothingness. You do see, as you look up in the tower, little doors and lit up hallways higher in the tower, but they aren't easily accessible. Guys, go ahead and give me insight checks.
I'll use a key point to activate my visage. My cape appears, and I get spectral goggles.
Good.
And I'm going to roll with advantage.
I got a 12.
16.
I got a 5.
Okay. Great. Saul, you've probably even heard of this before. You're supposed to essentially use your psychic powers to move the stairs to connect to the different areas. Mm. You also, as you guys enter, you hear a voice in your heads go,
Liquidditch players, no goofing around in the stairwell.
And you guys see the stones on the wall begin to gleam and glisten with wetness as several tentacles begin to emerge between the cracks.
Okay, so we've got this weird hall monitor here. It seems like we could either try to outrun this thing on the Liquidditch sticks, or we could try to control the stairs, which seems dangerous as well.
And less fun.
Mm-hmm. And less fun.
Mm-hmm.
We could have the sticks as backup in case we fall off the stairs.
That's a good idea.
But also, I do like to goof around in the hallways.
Yeah.
This does feel like shenanigans that we would get up to, so.
Oh, yeah. We would always find ways to get past Walbert.
My name is Walter.
Oh, I guess it's different per dormitory.
I'm my own person. No goofing around in the stairwell.
I think Saul is kind of seeing all of these psychic students and like looking at his gauntlets. He's realizing that maybe he has like awoken some sort of psionic power. So he kind of wants to try pulling the stairs. So I think Saul is going to fly forward and do that.
So you get onto the staircase. Mm-hmm. Is everyone going onto the staircase?
I think I'm following their lead.
Okay.
Because you've got intelligence. You've got maybe some sort of like psionic ability.
All right. Everybody go ahead and roll initiative.
All right.
God damn it.
It's a 21.
21 for me.
That's a nice. 6 for me.
So here's how this is going to work. You make an arcana check to try to make this thing fly. With a DC 15, you're able to move up a level. There are 7 levels until you get to the top. A DC 10 moves it up, but with a complication. So something goes wrong. If you get anything less than that, you get a complication and stay on the same level.
Okay.
So you guys are on the first level right now. You guys all step on the stairs. Saul said he was going to try, but Cal, you are technically first. Do you guys want to just hold your turns until after
Saul?
Yeah,
I'm going to do that.
Okay. Saul, you can go ahead and make an arcana check.
Okay. Saul is a little intimidated by everyone's faith in him, but he's going to try his best. Arcana. Oh, no, not our... Oh, no. Oh, no.
I have good arcana.
Okay, maybe call the ghost
first. You see, Albin goes, Frog Pal, sometimes the best psychic ability we have is knowing our own limitations.
The gloves are not the same. I thought they were psionic. They are not. They're clearly not. I don't know what's going on. What am I?
Maybe he who wears the helm.
Oh, yes. Yes, I am donned the helm.
You know what? With the helm, I'll say, go ahead and roll. I will, instead of with advantage, I will just lower the DC for you.
Nice.
I'll say the DC is going to go down by 2. So we'll say for you, it's 13 and 8 are the two thresholds.
Okay. That's a dirty 20.
Had a way.
Dirty 20. So you successfully get on top of these stairs, much like the thing that Albin just told you, which is just like, this is an enchanted object. You are not really casting the spell. This is casting the spell. You're just helping power it. You guys successfully get up to the second level here. You guys feel the stairs go upward.
Albie, I tried believing in myself and nothing happened. Apparently you have to use your brain for this? What's going on?
It's okay, Frog Pal. You've got so much more than just your brains.
Saul summons a psychic journal that says, who am I?
Does anyone else want to prepare reactions or anything, or do you guys want Calder to just keep plowing through?
I would love to prepare a reaction to just catch somebody with my psychic tongue
if
or
somebody
gauntlets.
Falls off.
Can I give a help action?
Yeah, you can give a help action to Calder.
Yeah.
All right.
Sweet. So you guys concentrate on it together. You're on the second level. Go ahead and try to command these stairs up again.
All right, here we go. Come on, helmet. I'll use Callie's advantage. that's a 16.
16 passes.
Yeah.
You guys managed to get up to the third level.
You're doing great, Walter.
Yeah, Walter whispers,
I'm not doing anything, but I do appreciate this no-nonsense approach to the stairwell. You're following the rules.
Anytime, Walt.
Albie, can you spray paint chanters on the wall?
No.
Okay.
I can.
Guys, go ahead and give me another, if you want to just keep holding your reactions and everything, Calder, you can
Let's
give me another check with advantage.
You got this, Calder.
14.
14 passes with the helm. You guys get up to the fourth level. Give me another one.
Give him helm.
You are just successfully floating it up.
19.
Jesus Christ, you get up to the fifth level.
I have spray painted chanters on the wall.
Great. Walter tries to kill you.
These stairs are icy. 17.
Jesus God. You guys are not going to face anything this encounter.
Yay!
Insane.
Oh, no.
One more.
16.
16 passes. You guys get all the way up to the top. You see the stairs connect to this hallway.
Thanks, everybody.
That was amazing.
Calder, I think you're psionic.
Really?
Yeah.
If this helm had antlers, I might trade it.
It might be because like I can read emotions, you can read thoughts, and you can read bodies. Yes. And you can read books.
That's right.
Wow. Yeah.
We're the readers. Duck. Duck, what do you read?
I think the duck reads us.
It reads the room. Wow. You read it all.
So once you guys get to the top, yeah, you connect the staircase to this hallway. You see this one is not lit up in any traditional capacity, but you do see a green glow coming from down the hall. The light is leaking out from under a closed door, and you hear a terrible scream from behind it.
Does the scream sound guttural and like it's coming from inside a beard?
Oh, no.
Okay.
We That's know our man. Is. Okay.
Well, I think... Oh, God, we don't have time.
There's no... Yeah. There's no sneaking in.
It seems like it works pretty well when we just punch a door down, right?
Let's fucking punch this door down.
Wait, punch it together?
Yeah! Right. One big punch!
Sweet.
Punch.
You guys kick the door open.
We punch it.
You punch it open.
Thank you.
You guys rush into Lizer's lab, and you guys see countless test tubes all alight with green glow. Floating inside the glowing liquid are a bunch of pulsating brains with nerves and networks that shoot out like overgrown plants or fungus in a jar.
Oh.
In the center of the room, Krugen is strapped down to an operating table. And standing above him and performing some kind of psychic pull is Professor Lizer, this tiefling man in a black robe wearing small glasses, concentrating on a spell on Krugen, ripping images and information out of his mind and sifting through these projections. But then turns and sees you guys. You guys see also standing near Professor Lizer. Looks like was getting like a sick joy from seeing Krugen get like mentally tortured is his little buddy, his bunny bud, named Claudius. Claudius wears the blue armor of a synth eldritch knight. His fur is white and gray, and he's got big, bulging yellow eyes. And as you guys walk in, they don't look that shocked to see you. They have very good passive insight. So as soon as you guys started running down the hall, they heard it. And as you crash the door open, Claudius looks up and goes,
"Yeah, boss! More brains to root through! Let's make them think different!"
The buddy's mine.
And that's where we'll end our session.
A buddy gone bad.
Wow. It's a little buddy. That is bad.
Bad bunny.
Bunny. Can't bad bunny. This.
Bad bunny.
Bad bunny. That's bad the bunny. Big bad
That's
of the campaign.
The big bad bunny.
Wow.
Thank you guys all so much for listening.
Oh my gosh.
You can listen to our after show over on patreon.com/nadpod. That's NEDDPOD. Don't say.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Sure.
To listen to our after show and how they just skipped the encounter that I built.
Yeah.
But you know,
all the help
is,
was helpful.
We're Stairmasters.
What it is. Yeah, it's just what happens. Whoa, when you roll.
Honestly, it's my thorn that we skipped it.
Yeah.
I feel
yeah.
bad.
I thought you guys were just going to fly up and just be total jocks about it, but instead you respectfully used the stairs and didn't mess up at all. Yeah.
We're just shocking. Careful.
Sweet guys. You can listen to us over on our Patreon, patreon.com/nadpod. That's NEDDPOD. Don't sing yet. Does anybody have anything they'd like to plug?
Ooh, I have two things I'd like to plug.
Okay.
One, my brother's shop and I's, Brother Halcyon. We got new wallets, everybody. Check them out.
Very cool.
Wallets. But two, the other thing, we have a lot of live shows.
Yes.
Many live shows. I'll get the dates right this time.
Okay.
We're going to Dallas and Austin. That's on the 19th and the 20th.
Very good. Of what month?
Of
March?
April.
Of
I'm
April,
also not 100% sure which one is on the 19th and which one is on the 20th, but it's on nadpod.com.
Just if you're in Texas, look us up.
Yeah, for sure. And then we're going to...
Just go to Texas.
Ireland and the UK.
Yeah.
In May. So that's May 11th, 12th, 13th, and 14th in Ireland, London, Manchester, and Edinburgh.
Yeah.
You can confirm that over on, over on nadpod.com.
Spring forward, Jake back, as they say.
Yeah.
I will plug Horizon Forbidden West because I started playing it. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying it.
Nice. Those are fun games. I will plug our P.O. Box. I've got a bunch of fun stuff to shout out in there. First and foremost, Justin and Kelly S. from the Dusty Druid Bookstore in Philadelphia sent us some gorgeous dice. Based
which
on our
we have been using on this, which we have been using. Jake has rolled it several times.
Yeah,
I've rolled
I was
it
rolling
several
hot
times.
On the stairs, folks.
You ever wonder what it'd be like to just pluck your hand into a geode and pull out a beautiful dice?
Yeah,
there it is.
Absolutely,
they're awesome and they're big.
Mm-hmm. Dylan P sent Murph a performance fleece vest.
Oh, I haven't got it. Where is it?
It's in the box somewhere.
All right.
I swear I didn't steal it. The only person cooler. Keith K sent us some anime DVDs. Thanks, Keith. As Jake always says, you can never have too much anime.
It's my favorite.
So many people sent us Dune miniseries and DVDs. Let's see. Don K sent us the sci-fi original Dune miniseries. Someone sent us Children of Dune. Let's see. Yeah, just a lot of Dune DVDs. We are doomed to watch Dune.
Wow. Let's do it.
Let's do it. Let's see. Lizzie H., who designed a couple of our posters, sent us mushroom pins. Perfect for a moonshine cosplay or a jean jacket.
Oh.
Excuse me. I did bring up one on the road for our most recent tours.
Ooh, nice. Get excited for the unveiling of the jean jacket. Let's see. Somebody else sent us David Lynch's Dune. A lot of Dune up in here.
So much Dune.
Hey, there's always room for Dune.
There's always room for Dune.
Always room for Dune. Jacob C. sent us troll knots that they blacksmith themselves. Apparently ward off malevolent magic.
Yeah, I have mine hanging in my house, actually.
I have mine in my office, yeah, and I'm thinking of putting my dice in it.
Ooh, that's great. I keep mine on my person at all times, obviously.
Mm, yeah.
Wow, it's really heavy.
It's crazy because you got hit by a car today. Not real.
And finally, let's see, Michael R, aka Melee Range on Etsy, sent us some broom cord seeds, a big plant you can turn into a broom, and a copy of their zine, Gilly's Guide to Fantastical Plants.
Wow.
It's a true garden of delights. Thank you all so, so much. 1920 Hillhurst Avenue, number 222, Los Feliz, California, 90027.
Sweet, guys. And you can follow us on social media that we may or may not use at chmurfisme, at Caldy's Caldwell, at Axford's Emily, and at Trick Orts is Jake. And you can tweet about the show using hashtag NADPOD. That's NADDPOD.
We are the youth of a nation.
It's the end of the show, and you know what that means? We've got to shout out our benevolent council of elders. I'm talking about Brad D, Jeffrey S, Hugh C, Later McSkater, Matt M, Jordan DJ, Cutter W, Dylan B, Dungeon Mama, Danielle the Dastardly Dame, Beardman Dan, Scott D, Danny P, Michael McD, Vincent W, Mr. Cole, Victor T, Balnor's Boy Forever, Dominic P, Andrew B, Justin I, Ragnar Ferdwin, TJM, Kaylee Elise, Elena M, Treylay the Cray, Faye, Jared E, Christopher B, Damiel R, Cyborg version of Josh the Kobold, Phil Bear the Therapy Duck, Richard X Machina, Michael L, Taylor S, Sir Carl, Jory S, Callum L, Jack L, Sam L, Nicholas C, Thaddeus Thunderous Turtle, Samuel B, Mike H, Martin P, Matthew E, Colton B, the front half of a horse costume, iconic, Adam G, the Badger, Panama James, Andrew the Bard, Captain Sigil, Nathan Cartier, the Assistant King to the Assistant King of Iron Deep, Hail to the Hammer, Diana, CC Lulu, Barnesinator, Michelle O, Hercule Poirot, the Rabbit Folk Detective, Timmy R, Crocaholic, Lucas B, Reiko, It's Kevin, Calder's Cold Come, New York, Cass Skateboard Cass, Stephen C, Mike K, Lady Taco, Joy T, Nara, Jake L, Nick W, Brave the Badger, Esme M, Mutton the Mad Druid has been trying to undo his friend who has been stuck as a polymorph sheep for 3 weeks, Foster the Original Boneless Duck, Aaron the Asshole Ranger, Big Bad Bear of the Mad, Eric McD, Giant Monsters on the Horizon, Gulia, Julia, Burly T, Percival Frederick Stein von Musel Klausowski de Rollo III, Christian A, Dre Dragonborn, Joro the Inapropro, Liam D, The Sandrayan, Ben A, Feldonis, John III, Dave H, Vivian, Koala Bear, Catherine S, David K, Christian S, Dustin S, Connor F, Hawkeye Pierce, Bookvar's assistant Izzy F, The Time Walker, Blair the Bug Blair Barbarian, K Cat C, Kelsey J, Porkchop, Ariel, Selena and Velaciraptor, Minette the Magnificent Magikarp, Pat L, Achutha A, Lauren H, Amber W, Ryan S, The Bone Duster, The Charming Fluff, Robit Crisp, Master B, Telekitty Creations, The Official Nadpod, and my personal favorite illustrator, Ploops, the Awakened Crick Horse, whose warlock patron is Pendergreen, so good luck, world! Carly Ann, Addie K, Lori P, Seth Allen J, Spam Gaming, the not-so-skilled gamer, Grant L, Connor Savage, Christopher J. Pebblepot giving Jake the free plug. Brother Sister Beard Oil, buy it. Also, Olaf dies in Frozen 2. Logan S. Leviathan, BioQuart 7, Amber Dextrous, Thrill of the Fright, Ashley. Sullivan H. Trub Hop Dropper, Sydney T. Jack H., King of the Mole City under Iron Deep. You face Jaraxxus, Eridor, Lord of the Burning Legion. Garble the Moist. Juicy Kiwi, Champ Wild. Valen, Sprite Pepsi. Carlin C. Louis is your dad. Noah the Bagel of All Things. Estelle, Loya Theoiger. Conflicted DM. Justin L. Torily Skirmisher. Dandy, Ian D. Bunnies, bunnies, Freya, and Snicket have a favorite food, it's craisins, and if you give them some, they will rob your house. Marcos P. Pup Kalish learns the balanced druid. Dakota James P. Pagos, self-proclaimed fey prince. Katrin's bladesinger will definitely survive the death house. Tracy P. the crick elf librarian. Friar Frisset. Andy E. Holly Hyena. Anthony A. Leah C. Paige H. Maybe a pile of frogs and snails who are arguing over whether to worship their watery goddess or a very hot frog. Timothy H. Kristen with a K. Doofiness. Cal. Just Cal. Commodore Galaxy. Edison N. Russell H. A monk named Dilgo. Neos the Novice Monster Hunter. Lorelei Frost. Morgan M. Sticker. Stephen E. Mr. Adams. Meg the Mail Carrier of Bohemia, James F. Jimmy Allen. Cap'n Cappy. M4L. The Dragon Ambassador. Wayfarer. Andrew B. Dalton Battle. Cope Fresh. Burpo Goodbarrel. Barbarian and Brewer Emeritus of Waterdeep. Tari Rhymes with Jabari. Welshlander. Garrett Grocer. One Big Curd. Eric M., Mr. D., Tommy K. Nola, John P., Mr. Sillyhead, Otho the Chainbreaker, Monster Captain Renee S., Cameron C., Greg Land, Kyle P., and Daniel VH. That's our beautiful little roundup. We love you all. Thank you so much. Kisses, kisses. Goodbye, sweeties.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.